今天早晨我要和继续和弟兄姊妹来讲到属灵的生活。
And this morning I'd like to continue to share with you about our spiritual life.
我们都知道基督徒一蒙恩得救之后啊，那我们就开始了一个属灵的生活。
Yeah, we all knew that once we began, we began our spiritual life as we were redeemed by the Lord.
如果我们想要我们属灵的生活能够生活得非常的丰盛满足
And if we wish to have a very abundant and satisfied spiritual life
我们必须从主的话语中、啊、得着一些的秘诀
And we need to obtain the secrets from the word of the Lord
属灵的生活是有秘诀的
And because a spiritual life requires secrets
如果你用你自己的想法或者幻想来过基督徒的生活你永远也达不到那个属灵生活的丰富
And if you try to live according to your imagination or your perspective, you can never reach that abundance of the spiritual life.
所以我们读神的话语是非常重要的一件事情。
And therefore, to read the scripture, to read in the words of the Lord is very important.
我们可以从神的话语里面看见神如何教导我们来过属灵的生活。
Because the word of the Lord teaches how to live a spiritual life.
所以当你得着这个秘诀的时候
And once you obtain that secret
你就知道如何进入神的丰富
And you know how to enter into the abundance and richness of God
那么今天早晨呢我要和弟兄姊妹们交通到等候的生活
And this morning I'd like to share with you about the life of waiting on God
这个等候呢是基督徒生活中间一件又宝贵又重要的一个秘诀
And waiting on God is such an important and precious secret before the Lord.
如果我们把圣经中所有有关等候的这些经文通通读一读
And if you read all the scriptures concerning waiting on God,
弟兄姊妹会发现每一个经节的背后啊，或每代表着一个生活
That every one of those verses represents a kind of life.
它背后都带着极大的祝福在里面
And every one of scriptures carries such promise and blessing of the Lord.
所以因此呢以赛亚先知以赛亚这样说
And therefore, prophet Isaiah said this.
他说凡等候他的都是有福的
He says, those who wait on the Lord is blessed.
这个是在以赛亚书30章18节里面所讲到的
That is in Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18.
那么我想现在呢我和弟兄姊妹啊从这许许多多有关等候的经文里面我们挑选一些一起来读一下
And I would like to select certain verses concerning waiting on the Lord and let us read it together
我希望弟兄姊妹这个翻圣经呢能够翻得快一点
And I would hope that you would turn to your Bible very quickly
如果你手中没有圣经啊，请你这个举个手好了或者请服侍的弟兄姊妹交一本圣经给你每个弟兄姊妹都要有自己的圣经、啊、
And you should have your Bible with you If you don't, please raise your hand And the usher will give you one
我们先看使徒行传第一章
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1
第四节
Verse 4
耶稣和他们聚集的时候嘱咐他们说不要离开耶路撒冷要等候父所应许的就是你们听见我说过的。
He says, on one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my father promised, which you have heard me speak about.
罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8
罗马书第八章我们从22节读到25节。
Let's read from verses 22 through 25.
罗马书八章二十二节到二十五节
Romans 8:22-25
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今不但如此就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的也是自己心里叹息等候得着儿子的名分乃是我们的身体得赎我们得救是在乎盼望只是所见的盼望不是盼望谁还盼望他所见的呢但我们若盼望那所不见的就必忍耐等候
We know that whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter
5. 加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
第五章第五节。
Verse 5.
我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章第二十节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 20.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
旧约诗篇第二十五篇。
Psalm 25.
诗篇第二十五篇，我们读第三节的前一半。
The first half of verse 3.
凡等候你的必不羞愧。
No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame.
第四节和第五节。
Verses 4 and 5.
耶和华，求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
Show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths, guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
愿纯全正直保守我。因为我等候你。
May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you.
二十七篇。
Psalms 27.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
要等候耶和华，当壮胆坚固你的心。我再说要等候耶和华。
Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord.
以赛亚书第四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书第四十章。我们从二十八节读到三十一节。
Verses 28 through 31.
以赛亚书第四十章二十八到三十一。你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Have you not known, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
我们从旧约的圣经里面
that, we see from the Old Testament,
可以看见有一些的圣徒们他们在生活中已经懂得那个等候的重要
and there are some saints who already knew the importance of waiting on God
这个等候成为他们的经历
that particular waiting becomes their experience
这个等候成为他们的盼望
and waiting on God has become their hope
他们也接受这个等候作为他们的命令。
And they receive that as a command to wait on the Lord.
这也是他们生活中美丽的见证。
And that is the beauty of their testimony, of their witness.
他们从神的跟前。
That in the presence of the Lord,
因为等候的缘故,
and because of their waiting,
他们得着无数的好处,
they receive such abundant goodness.
这个等候呢, 成为他们生活中一个很重要的秘诀。
And that waiting on God had become the very important secret in their lives.
我想我从旧约圣徒们身上因着等候的生活所得到的好处略略的和弟兄姊妹们有一点的交通
I'd like to share with you from the saints from the Old Testament about the goodness of waiting on the Lord
诗篇二十五篇告诉我们等候耶和华的必不知羞愧
And Psalm 25 says those who wait on the Lord shall not be ashamed
如果我们要过着一个没有羞愧的生活
If you wish to live a life without shame
也就是说将来你见主面的时候你在神跟前不需要羞愧
And in another word to be shameless when you behold the Lord face Face.
或者在今天的生活中我们脱离这个羞耻
or in your present daily lives you depart you away from that shamefulness
大卫知道需要等候神
and David knew the secret is to wait on the Lord
什么叫做不羞愧呢
what is not to be ashamed
就是我们没有失去主所要我们得着的
that means not to lose what the Lord wants you to obtain
你要知道今天我们蒙恩得救之后神在基督里给我们许许多多的这个福分
you know that once we redeem the Lord has given us so much blessings in the Lord
那么我们需要怎样呢能把它守住
and we need to keep it
我们需要得着
we need to obtain it
我们需要进入
we need to enter into it
如果我们没有办法守住进入神所要我们进入的
If you cannot enter into or keep the blessing the Lord wants you to keep
那么你见到主面的时候你就会羞愧
And then you will be ashamed when you behold the Lord face to face
所以作诗人告诉我们一个等候神的人
And therefore the psalm writer tells us the one who waits on the Lord
他能够过着一个没有羞愧的生活
He is able to live a shameless life
因为等候的生活叫我们能得着主所要我们得着
Because a life of waiting on God is will enable you to receive what God wants you to receive.
今天我们不仅是在外邦人中，我们持守我们的信仰真理。
Not only we keep to our beliefs and the truth among the Gentiles today.
我们没有羞愧。
That we should not be ashamed.
弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
我们更重要的
What's more important?
是要在神的跟前。
It is before the presence of the Lord.
我们要过着一个没有羞愧的生活。
That you live a life without shame.
等候成了一个重要的秘诀。
And therefore, waiting on God becomes a very important secret.
同样在诗篇二十五篇里面。
And in the same psalm, which is Psalm 25.
作诗的人说：“我终日等候。”等候你。
The psalm writer says, Lord, I wait for you all day long.
那么你把他的前面的这个经节看一下。
And if you see the, read the scripture before it.
因为这个等候跟明白神的真理明白神的心意有密切的关系
And because this particular waiting has something to do with understanding the will of God and the truth of God
一个人如果终日思想神的话
If a person meditates consider the Lord all day long
学习等候在神的跟前
And to learn to wait upon the Lord
他就能够得着神给他的启示
He will be able to receive the revelation from God
他就能得着神给他的教训
And he will be able to receive the teaching from the Lord
因为你明白神的话语
Because you understand the word of God
你就明白什么是道就什么是神的旨意
Then you know what is the word, the will of God
你也知道那个属灵的路那个 path 是如何走的
Then you would discover the path of your spiritual path
这里的那个道呢是指的神的旨意
And this particular path
the way
signifies the will of God
这个路径呢是指的经历的路
And the path speaks of experience the path of experience
所以当一个人在神的跟前他能够有一个等候的生活
Therefore if a person is able to have a life of a waiting on God
意思说他给圣灵有深入开启的机会
and in that he gives the opportunity for the Holy Spirit to reveal deeply in him
所以这句话告诉我们
And therefore this verse tells us
假使我们 不明白的时候，
and when you do not understand,
我们不明白神的旨意，
if you do not understand the will of God,
我们也不知道如何在属灵事上跟随主往前，
if we do not how to follow the Lord on the spiritual matters,
你要学习等候，
then you need to learn how to wait.
一个等候神的人，
a person who waits on God,
真理能够向他启示，
the truth shall be revealed to him,
主的道路能向他启示，
and the way of the Lord shall be revealed to him.
那么同样在诗篇二十五篇里面，
and in Psalm 25 also,
他说愿纯全正直保守我，因为我等候你。
He says, may integrity and uprightness protect me.
我们都知道在基督徒的生活里面，我们要纯全，我们要正直，是多么重要的一件事情。
And we all know as Christians how important it is to, for us to keep integrity and uprightness of the heart.
我们这个堕落的人是不完全的，
because we as fallen people we are imperfect.
我们里面也是弯弯曲曲的。
And there's crookedness in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
在等候的生活里面，
yet in the life of waiting on God,
神能够保守你纯全正直。
God is able to keep you have integrity and uprightness of the heart.
这个在属灵生活里面就是告诉我们，一个等候神的人，
and therefore it tells us one who's waiting on God,
神能够保守他永不失脚。
God is able to keep him from stumbling.
是多么重要的一件事情。
And how important that is.
所以我们很稀奇啊。
And therefore we wonder,
在旧约圣经的里面，
that in the Old Testament,
我们看见大卫已经懂得这个道理。
And we knew that David learned the secret.
所以在大卫的生活里面，你会看见他是一个等候神的人。
Therefore you see the life of waiting on God in David's life.
他摸着了这个秘诀。
That he has understood the secret.
他懂得这个等候给他带来的祝福。
And he understood the blessing that such waiting on God brings.
在诗篇33篇里面，
in Psalms 33,
33篇第20节，
verse 20,
他说我们的心向来等候耶和华。
He says, we wait and hope for the Lord.
他是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌。
He is our help and our shield.
所以这句话就告诉我们，神帮助那些等候他的人。
And this verse tells us that God helps those who wait on him.
并且做他们的盾牌。
And God become their shield.
就是为他们来抵挡一切的仇敌。
That God would be against their enemies.
弟兄姊妹，这句话对于今天我们在这个时代中生活的圣徒来讲，是多么重要的一句话。
And brothers and sisters, this is a very important verse for us.
我们在生活中多需要帮助。
That today's day and age, how much help we need
from the Lord. 我们多么需要保护呢？
How much we need the protection of the Lord.
但是神帮助那些等候他的人。
Yet God helps those who wait on him.
如果我们的心依靠他，
if our heart trust in him,
我们的心来等候他，
if our hearts wait upon him,
神要成为你的帮助，
and the Lord shall become your help,
神也成为你的盾牌，
and the Lord shall become your shield.
弟兄姊妹，没有任何一个保护比神的保护是更好的。
And brothers and sisters, no protection that compares to the protection of God.
任何仇敌的工作，
and all the work of the enemies,
弟兄姊妹，都能突破人所有认为最好的保护。
It would defeat all the greatest protection that man has.
但是仇敌没有办法突破神的盾牌。
Yet he cannot overcome the shield of the Lord.
一个等候神的人，
and the one who waits upon God,
神做他的盾牌。
God would become his shield.
在诗篇40篇里面，
in Psalm 40,
这也是大卫的诗。
It is also a Psalm of David.
第一节他说，我曾耐性等候耶和华，他垂听我的呼求。
He says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry.
所以一个基督徒不仅要祷告，
therefore a Christian not only he needs to pray,
我们还学会等候，
but he needs to learn how to wait.
神是答应那些等候他的人。
And God answers those who wait upon him.
所以大卫说，当我耐心等候的时候，他就垂听了我的呼求。
Therefore David said that when he waited patiently upon the Lord, the Lord heard him, heard his cry.
所以有的时候主还没有答应我们的祷告。
And therefore sometimes when the Lord haven't answered our prayer yet,
我们要学习等候他。
We need to wait.
并且要耐心的来等候。
And to wait patiently for him.
神不是没有听见你的祷告。
It is not that he did not hear your prayer.
神要按照他自己的旨意来带领你。
But he shall lead you and guide you according to his best will.
所以对那些等候他的人，就能够得着神的答 答应。
And those who wait upon the Lord shall be heard, have their prayer answered.
以赛亚书四十章，我们刚才所读的那一段话。
The passage that we read in Isaiah 40.
我想这是对今天我们这些圣徒来讲最有激励的一段话语。
And I believe that this is such an encouraging passage for us as a Christian.
他在这里开头，他问说：“你岂不曾知道吗？”
In the beginning, he says, "Have you not known?"
你岂不曾听见吗？
Have you not heard?
永在的神耶和华创造地极的主
That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth
这告诉我们的神他是永在的神
It tells you that he is an everlasting God
并且呢他是创造的主
That he is the creator of the universe
啊，感谢主他永远与我们同在
We thank the Lord that forever he is with us
并且他在我们的生命中可以做创造的工作
And he creates, he brings things into existence in our lives.
这句话的意思就告诉我们基督徒永远不需要绝望
And therefore it tells us as a Christian we should never lose heart.
当你走到绝路你以为走到绝路的时候
And when you thought that you come to the end of yourself,
神是创造的神
God is a creator.
神可以为你来创造出路
He can create a way for you.
不仅这样啊
Not only so,
并且他告诉我们说他也不困倦、嗯、他也不疲乏也不困倦
He says that he fainteth not, neither is he weary.
什么叫疲乏呢
What is to be fainting? What is not fainting?
他不累
He's not tired.
什么叫做困倦呢
What does it mean to say weary not?
他不会发昏的
He's not dizzy.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，神的儿女到底有多少啊
And how many are there as children of God? There are thousands of us as children of God.
我常常发现有些弟兄姊妹只不过有两个儿子就累得要命。
And oftentimes I realize when we have two children, that's enough for us.
只不过是两个孩子就发昏了。
And just two children that cause us to be dizzy.
三个、四个、五个，那更是昏得不得了。
And if you have three, four, or five more, then it's even worse.
你看看神的儿女有多少啊
But if you count, if you were to count the children of God,
我们的麻烦有多少啊
How much troubles we have.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢我们的神。
I thank our Lord.
他不疲倦。
That he is not fainting.
他带领我们从来没有累过。
He's never tired when he lead us.
他带领我们从来没有发昏过。
That he was never weary or dizzy when he guide us.
啊，不足一看见这么多人就昏了啊。
And he did not become weary as he behold such a number of such a multitude.
这是我们的神。
And this is our God.
我们要感谢他。
We need to thank him.
他是永在的神。
Because he's the everlasting God.
他是创造的主。
That he's the creator of the heaven and earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
and dear brothers and sisters,
啊，因此呢，以赛亚告诉我们
，Therefore Isaiah tells us，
他的智慧无法测度
，That his wisdom cannot be fathomed。
弟兄姊妹们，他了解你，他了解我。
Dear brothers and sisters, he understands you, he understands me.
你不用去测试神。
You don't need to be search God, understand him.
你也无法测度神。
You cannot fathom.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
神是全能的主。
That God is the Almighty God。
所以这里告诉我们说
，And here it tells us，
少年人也要疲乏困倦。
He says even the youth shall faint and be weary。
你不要以为说我现在很年轻啊，我精力充沛呢。
And don't think I'm so energetic because I'm young。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
圣经的话说，少年人也要疲乏困倦
You know, the Bible says that even the youth will be fainting and weary.
强壮的也必全然跌倒
And the young men shall utterly fall.
你不要以为说我现在呢，这个属灵光景好得很，像我这样刚强的人绝对不会倒的
And don't think that you're so strong spiritually that you will never fall.
但圣经告诉我们说，强壮的也必全然跌倒
But the Bible tells us that even those who are strong, the strong man shall utterly fall.
因为少年人呢，他还不知道这个路的遥远
And because the youth does not know the distance of the way.
这个强壮的还没遇见难处呢
And the strong man had not encountered difficulties yet.
所以在属灵的道路上面
And therefore on the way of a spiritual life.
当我们在奔走的时候
As we run on this spiritual path.
这不仅是一个 大而可怕旷野的道路。
Not only is a big and dreadful desert path.
并且呢，有诸多的难处在这里。
It has so many difficulties and trials.
任你觉得多年轻，你多刚强，你也没办法抵挡得了这个环境。
You cannot overcome it if you only because you're strong or you're youth.
31节，宝贵的话语。
But verse 31 is so precious.
但啊，等候耶和华的。
But that those who wait upon the Lord.
但啊，等候耶和华的。
But they that wait upon the Lord.
怎么样呢？
And what happens to them?
必重新得力。
Shall renew their strength.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
一个等候神的人。
Person who waits upon God.
他可以重新得力。
He shall be renewed.
然后他们就必如鹰展翅上腾。
And they shall mount up wings like an eagle.
他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
And they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
什么叫做如鹰展翅上腾呢？
What is to mount up with wings like the eagle?
他的属灵生活就变得很轻省。
That his spiritual life becomes burdenless, very easy.
弟兄姊妹们，我常常在主面前思想。
You know, brothers and sisters, I consider this before the Lord often.
到底今天我跟随主啊，我灵里面的光景是很轻省的，还是很沉重的？
And as I follow the Lord, in the depth of my heart, do I feel heavy or is it easy yoke for me?
你看见有些基督徒跟随主啊，他已经不再轻省了。非常的沉重，好像很多的拖累。
You see that many Christians, as they follow the Lord, the load become heavier and heavier.
弟兄姊妹们，就像许多美国的圣徒喜欢讲的，我们呢，这个本来是鹰呢，变成火鸡了。
And just like many American Christians would say, we were supposed to be eagle, yet we are turkeys.
你看这个鹰呢，是多么的自由的啊，能够翱翔在天空。那个火鸡呢，虽然也是鸟，但是不能飞的。
You see how freely the eagle soars in the sky, and yet turkey, even though he's a bird, he can only walk on the ground.
感谢主，但啊，等候耶和华的。
We thank the Lord that those who wait upon the Lord
必重新得力
shall renew their strength.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾
They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
Friends and sisters,
这是何等的一种美好的境界
And what a beautiful scene that would be.
你我的生命是如鹰展翅上腾的吗？
That your life and my life can be like that of an eagle?
在属灵生活中，我们应该是这样。
And we should be like that in our spiritual walk.
他们奔跑却不困倦。
They shall run and not faint.
就是他们怎样跑也不累。
They would be running and yet they would not be tired.
啊，我们发现有好多基督徒刚刚蒙恩得救的时候，新鲜的很，跑得很快。
And we realize that those who are saved very freshly, just saved, and they can run very fast.
过半年，过一年呢，你就看见那个脚步那个很沉重。
But as they go through the years, half a year or a year, their steps become weary.
有时候你看看他那个脸就知道很疲倦。
And if you look at their countenance, it looks very tired.
失去当有的光彩。
It lost its light.
到神跟前已经没有那个快乐。
That they lost that joy before the presence of the Lord.
疲乏了。
And that is to be weary.
你知道属灵生命会疲乏的。
You know that your spiritual life can become weary?
请你记得。
Please remember.
但啊，等候耶和华的。
But those who wait upon the Lord
必重新得力。
Shall renew their strength.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
They shall be mount up with wings like eagles.
他们奔跑却不困倦。
And they shall run and not weary.
他们一点都不累。
And they will not be tired.
像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
一直追求到头发都白了。
And he would pursue the Lord until his hair is gray.
但是你看见他。在主的道路上面，人就是奔跑。
Yet he continued to run on the way of the Lord.
行走却不疲乏。
And they shall walk and not faint.
就是他们这一路跟随主，从来没有迷糊过。
And they will never be weary, as they follow the Lord.
里面都是清醒。
They are very clear in their understanding.
清清楚楚知道主的路在哪里。
They clearly understood where is the way of the Lord.
他也清清楚楚知道做基督徒的意义是什么。
And they clearly know what the significance and meaning of being a Christian.
他也清清楚楚知道他应当如何 照着主的命令在神跟前来侍奉他。
And he clearly knew how to serve before the Lord according to his will.
为什么有这样的一个美好的结果呢？
And why is it he has such a wonderful ending?
啊，我们要牢记，但啊，等候耶和华的。
Please remember that those who wait upon the Lord
必重新得力。
Shall renew their strength.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
And they shall mount up with wings like eagles.
他们奔跑却不困倦。
They shall run and not be weary.
行走却不疲乏。
And they shall walk and not faint.
弟兄姊妹们。等候成了属灵经历生活上一个重要的秘诀。
That waiting upon the Lord becomes the most important secret of our spiritual walk.
所以在旧约时代中
And therefore in the Old Testament time,
我们已经看见有很多的圣徒们呢，他们对于这个秘诀在他们的生活中已经美好的经历。
You see that many saints have a wonderful experience in their life on the matter of waiting on God.
他们得着了这个等候生活中间的许多的好处。
And they obtain such a wonderful benefit and goodness from waiting upon God.
那么在新约时代中啊。
And in the New Testament.
这更是我们属灵生活的一个秘诀。
And that is even more so a secret for us.
弟兄姊妹们，等候是必须的。
And brothers and sisters, it is must that we wait upon the Lord.
有的人说啊。
And some people say.
在新约时代中我们就不需要再等了。
That in the New Testament time, we no longer need to wait.
因为主已经把一切都做成了。
Because the Lord has accomplished all.
圣灵也降临了。
And the Holy Spirit has come.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
这个等候仍旧是新约时代生活圣徒生活的一个重要的秘诀。
But waiting upon God still is the secret in our New Testament time.
我们必须要明白我们怎样在神已经完成的工作中间学习来等候他。
We must understand how do we wait upon the Lord in the work that He has finished.
是的，主已经把这些做成。
Yes, He has finished all, accomplished all.
但是我们需要进入。
But we need to enter into it.
我们要实际的享受到。
We need to experience it.
所以等候仍旧是一个秘诀。
And therefore, waiting upon God is still the secret.
你知道在英文圣经里面。
You know that in the English Bible.
把这个等候呢，有两种不同的方法。
It has two different translations for the word waiting.
一种的方法叫做 wait for.
And one translation is wait for.
另外一个方法叫做 wait upon 或者 wait on.
And another translation is waiting upon or wait on.
那我们晓得这两个翻译有不同的意义的。
You know that there's two different meanings to these two different translations.
这个 wait for, 这个就是我们所说的期待，所我们的等候。
And a wait,
盼望。
Wait for meaning, it's with hope and expectation.
这个 wait on,
but waiting on,
这个 waiting on, wait on 就是意思就是说什么，就是一个侍立。就是伺候侍立 像一个仆人侍立在主人跟前一样。
And wait on has a meaning, carries a meaning of a standing. It's like a servant standing before the master.
所以因此呢，这个等候对今天我们新约时代中的圣徒来讲。
And therefore, this waiting for us as New Testament Christians,
它不光是一个期待。
Not only it is an expectation with hope,
而是一种态度。
But it is an attitude.
请我们记得，等候是一个重要的态度。
And please remember that waiting is an attitude.
因为这个侍立就是一个态度的问题。
Because just to stand before God, standing is an attitude.
是的，在新约时代中间，我们也有所谓的期待一些事情的成就。
Yes, in the New Testament time, we also have a certain waiting for certain things to come to pass.
但是更重要的是我们在神跟前的这个态度。
But it more importantly is our attitude before the Lord.
所以请弟兄姊妹们能够记得。
And brothers and sisters, I wish that you would remember.
在神面前的等候的生活是我们一个侍立的一个态度。
That the life of waiting before God is attitude of standing before the Lord.
这个等候说明我们需要他。
And this waiting tells us that we need him.
说明我们尊重神为神，并且相信他为我们行事。
That we honor him, we acknowledge him as God, and we believe that he accomplished things for us.
所以我们感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，旧约中所有圣徒的所有的福气。
That all the blessing you see in the Old Testament.
今天都包括在这个 等候的生活里面。
It is encompassing this lessons of waiting upon God.
啊，或者我们用这样一个解释来说明它。
Or we can say it in another way.
今天我们等候神了。
Today as we wait upon the Lord.
我们是侍立在他的同在中。
We stand in His presence.
来等候他为我们成就一切事。
And waiting upon him to accomplish, to bring things into path.
所以这是新约圣徒更大的一个福气。
That is a greater blessing for us as a New Testament saints.
这个事情说，这个意思说事情还没有成就。
It tells us that there are still things that has not bring into pass yet.
但是呢，你在灵里面已经有很大的安息和享受。
But in your spirit, you have such a great comfort and enjoyment.
我们都晓得这个等候有时候会叫我们焦虑不安的。
You know that sometimes you get anxious as you wait.
我们等候一件事情的成就。
And as we wait for something to happen.
像今天你去一个公司里面，你去应征啊，那么 interview 过之后，你需要等候，对不对
？And just like you went to a company for interview, and after the interview, you need to wait.
有的时候我们等候的这个坐立不安呢、啊，对不对
？And sometimes you're waiting with such an uneasiness.
又不知道那个事情会不会给你。
And because you don't know whether you have the job or not.
像这种等候呢
？And waiting in such a way.
这个对我们来讲是一个伤害啊。
To us, it's a suffering.
如果神老是叫我们这样等候啊
，If the Lord wants us, desires for wait in such a way.
那我想我们这个基督徒大家都是等得又软又弱的。
And then perhaps we all grow weary as we wait.It's not so.
今天我们晓得这个等候乃是在他的同在中间来等候。
And we know that today, as we wait on the Lord, it is waiting in the presence of the Lord.
我希望我们弟兄姊妹们能懂得这个意义。
And I hope that all of us can understand its meaning.
如果你能学习在这样的光景中来等候神。
If you learn how to wait upon the Lord in such a manner.
这个等候生活给你带来的那个祝福好处，那真是用我们话来说也说不清楚了。
And it would be indescribable of the goodness in such life would bring to you.
这个等候主的生活。
And this life of waiting on God.
能够使我们变得更坚定、更稳固。
And we will become strong and steadfast before the Lord.
诗篇二十七篇第十四节告诉我们。
And in Psalm 27.
他告诉我们要壮胆，要坚固你的心。
Psalm 27 verse 14, it says, take heart, be strong and take heart.
那么这就告诉我们在等候的生活中间。
And it tells us that in the life of waiting on the Lord,
神能够使你变得更坚定更稳固。
God can make you strong and God can make you steadfast.
所以大卫呢深深地明白这个等候对他所产生出来的这个美好的结果。
And therefore David knew very clearly and deeply the goodness, the fruit that comes out of life that waiting on God.
给他生活中所带来的祝福。
And the blessing that it brings to his life.
所以他说要等候耶和华。
Therefore he says, wait on the Lord.
他说我再说要等候耶和华。
He says, I say again, wait for the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers, sisters,
这不仅是大卫的一个坚决的心志
That is not just David's will to do so
今天要成了神的话变成一个命令
But today it shall become a word from the Lord and with a command from the Lord
所以当我们在这个等候的生活中学习跟随主的时候
And as we learn to follow the Lord in the life of waiting upon God
这个不仅是外面一件事情的成就而已
It is not something that we do just outwardly
而成为你属灵性格上面一个美好的塑造
But it becomes a molding process for our spiritual character
你可以里面是非常的热切
That you can have such passion and on fire for the Lord
但是你一点都不冲动
And yet you are not impulsive
你的灵可以非常的刚强
That your spirit can be very strong
但是你的心思会非常冷静
But your thinking is very clear
并且对很多事情呢会有明确的判断
And you will have a very clear discernment on many matters
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这是等候的生活所产生出来你意想不到的一个美好的一个结果
And that is a wonderful fruit that you cannot even begin to imagine as you wait upon the Lord
我想我和弟兄姊妹们讲一点点我个人 的一点经历。
I'd like to share with you some of my experiences.
我1959年蒙恩得救。
I was saved in 1959.
那么我得救在一个非常好的一个属灵的环境里面。
And I was saved in a very good spiritual environment.
弟兄姊妹很爱慕神的话语，也侍奉主、传福音都非常的热切。
And the brother and sister has such a passion and zeal for the Lord and loving His words and preaching the gospel.
但是我对属灵生活中啊很多重要的事情，我根本完全不明白。
But there are so many things I don't understand. I don't know about spiritual path walk.
那么这个等候的生活是一直到1969年的时候。
And it wasn't until 1969 that I learned about the life of waiting on God.
大概是我蒙恩得救十年以后的时间。
It's roughly about 10 years after I become a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，我开始明白懂得这个等候的意义。
I began to understand the meaning, the significance of waiting on the Lord.
所以在我私下个人的生活里面。
And therefore in my private life.
我的确学习操练。等候我的主。
And I truly did practice waiting upon my Lord.
我感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
一直到今天。
To this day.
在这一个等候的生活的经历里面，所蒙到神的祝福，真是不计其数。
And it was countless of all the goodness and benefits I received in this life of waiting upon God.
我1975年到温哥华的时候。
And when I went to Vancouver, in 1975.
台湾一个宣教士，是个加拿大的一个老姊妹。
He was, there was a Canadian sister who was a missionary in Taiwan.
她是一个敬虔爱主的人。
She was one who loved the Lord.
她从台湾写了一封短短的信给我。
And she wrote a letter from Taiwan and sent it to me.
上面有两句重要的话。
There was two very important sentences that she wrote.
第一句重要的话，她说：“弟兄，你必须要知道，教会是主的，羊群也是主的。”
First, she reminded me that, brother, please do know that the church is the Lord's and the sheep is the Lord's.
第二个，你要学习花长的时间。等候在神的跟前。
And secondly, learn to wait upon the Lord. Spend time and wait on the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这句话对我带来非常大的鼓舞和激励。
That these two reminders bring such an encouragement to my heart.
所以从温哥华一直到西雅图。
Therefore,
所有一切的侍奉生活就是学习等候主。
Therefore, from Vancouver to Seattle, all the service is produced in the life of waiting on the Lord.
以赛亚书第六十四章。
In Isaiah chapter 64.
我希望弟兄姊妹能够记住这句话。
And I want you to remember, to memorize this verse.
以赛亚书第六十四章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4.
从古以来未曾听见，未曾耳闻，未曾眼见，在你以外有什么神为等候他的人行事。
Since ancient times no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has ever seen any God beside you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him.
以赛亚很懂得一件事情，就是神为等候他的人行事。
Isaiah understood one thing very clearly, very well, that God works for those who wait upon him.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹，如果神行事，你就不要做事。
Because if God acts on your behalf, then you don't need to do anything.
你知道我们人呢，喜欢做事。
You know that we as a human, we like to do things.
但是我们事情一做了多了，就劳苦愁烦。
But oftentimes when we do too much things, we become weary and troubled.
思虑就很多了。
We have so many worries.
但是感谢主，一个与神同工的人呢。
But I thank the Lord that someone who's really
co-working. 当他学会等候神的时候呢。
Someone's really co-working with God.
是神行事。
And as you wait upon the Lord, it is God acting.
你不需要行事。
It is God acting on His behalf, and He doesn't need to do anything.
哎呀，你说有这么好的事情啊。
And I wonder, is it something that good?
那如果神行事的话呢，那我就去度假了呢。
And if God acts on my behalf, then I can go vacation.
我就去休息了，我什么都不需要做了。
Then I can rest, I don't need to do anything.
弟兄姊妹，一个等候神的人不是懒惰的人。
Dear brother and sister, one who is waiting on God is not someone who is lazy.
奇怪的很，你越等候神呢，事情越多。
And interestingly, as you wait upon the Lord, the more things will come.
但是你不需要害怕。
But you need not fear.
是神为你行事。
Because God will act on your behalf.
弟兄姊妹，我没有办法形容啊，我这些年在主跟前所蒙到的这个恩典。
Friends, sisters, I cannot begin to describe all the blessings and grace I received before the Lord these years. That there is secret in a spiritual walk. We must learn how to wait upon God. Because David knew that. Isaiah knew that. Many New Old Testament saints knew all about that. And so does the New Testament saints.
我们晓得在新约圣经里面
And we know that in the New Testament,
有两个最大的等候
There's two biggest waiting
这两个等候呢可以说包括我们基督徒整个的生活和侍奉的
That encompasses all our lives and service as Christian
第一个是等候圣灵
Number one, you wait upon the Holy Spirit
这个是包括我们生活的全部的
That encompasses our entire daily living
第二个等候耶稣基督第二次的降临
Secondly, you wait for the second coming of Jesus
前一个等候是祝福
The first waiting is blessing
后面第二个等候是荣耀
The second waiting is glory
所以今天弟兄姊妹们神的儿女们在地上的这个等候两个大的等候
Therefore these are the two big things that we're waiting for as children of God
你看主耶稣这个复活以后
You see that after Jesus was resurrected
曾经有40天跟门徒们在一起
He appeared to his disciples and being with them for 40 days
最后呢他要升天
And then before his ascension,
他就给门徒们一个简单的命令。
He gave a very simple command to the disciples.
说你们要在耶路撒冷等候我十天。
He says, wait for me in Jerusalem for 10 days.
弟兄姊妹，为什么需要十天呢
？Why is it that he needs 10 days?
因为神要叫他们学习能够安静在神的跟前。
Because God wants him to learn to quietly wait before the Lord.
我们晓得听这个话的人一共有120个人。
You know that those who heard such command was 120 disciples.
这120个人呢
？And these 120
他们因为听神的话，在神面前等候了十天。
Because they've heed the command and wait before the Lord for 10 days.
所以在五旬节的时候，圣灵就降临在这帮人身上。
That the Holy Spirit come upon them on Pentecost.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个不仅是过去历史上说已经。成就的事实。
Friends, sisters, it is not just a historical event that has been accomplished.
今天对我们同样具有属灵经历的一个教训的意义在里面。
But today it still carries the same significance towards us.
我们仍旧需要学习在神面前等候。
We need still to learn to wait upon the Lord.
我已经讲，今天我们不是等候第二个五旬节，神不会再做第二个五旬节。
Today we were not waiting for second Pentecost because that would not happen.
我们乃是侍立在神的跟前。
Yet we're standing before the presence of the Lord.
等候神已经做成的工，今天成为我们的祝福。
To wait upon the Lord so that the work that He has accomplished becomes our blessing.
啊，或者我们这样讲。
Or in another word,
我们晓得在路加福音的时候
in the gospel according to Luke,
主已经向门徒们吹了一口气说你们受圣灵
and God has breathed into the disciples says receive the Holy Spirit
所以圣灵已经住在他们的里面
so the Holy Spirit is already abiding in
them 然后神叫他们等候五旬节
and then the Lord says wait for Pentecost
所以你就很清楚、啊、
and then it's very clear
今天呢神乃是要叫我们在圣灵的内住中等候圣灵的能力
that God desires for us to dwell as we wait in the with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit for the power of the Spirit to come.
不错，今天圣灵已经住在我们里面。
It is true that the Holy Spirit abides in us.
但是我们仍旧要经历他那个无穷的大能。
Yet we still need to experience that great power of the Holy Spirit.
叫我们知道如何生活，如何侍奉。
That we know how to live and we know how to serve.
所以等候仍旧是必要的。
Therefore, it is very crucial that we wait.
今天我们侍立在圣灵的跟前。
That is, we wait before the Holy Spirit.
那是尊他为主。
It is to honor Him.Him as Lord,
让他在我们身上来引导我们
to allow Him to guide us and lead us in our lives.
那么第二个大的等候
and a second waiting,
我们就等候耶稣基督的再来
it is waiting for the second coming of Jesus.
请我们记得
please remember,
这是神在这个整个宇宙中间将要成全的一件大事情
and that is the great things that God shall accomplish the entire universe
但是神也没有叫他的百姓在地上等候得很焦虑
and God did not want us to wait in such with such anxiety
我们要再说
once again I want to say
要学习保守自己在神的同在中等候那个荣耀大日的降临
learn to keep yourself in the presence of the Lord as you wait upon the grand coming of the Lord
他还没回来
He has not come yet.
但是我们在他里面已经有享受，我们已经有丰富的吸取。
We already have that wonderful enjoyment and with and in His presence.
虽然今天我们外面弟兄姊妹们在这个世界中有受苦。
Even though outwardly, brothers and sisters, we are suffering in this world,
但是里面充满安息。
But in our heart, it is filled with peace and rest.
所以我们可以看见，
And then we are able to see
这个等候啊，
that waiting on the Lord
乃是信心和忍耐的一个结合的美德。
It is a combination, the fruit of combination between, of patience and faith.
就像当初的120个圣徒一样。
And just like these 120 disciples,
他们相信主的话，
they believed in the word of God.
然后他们有十天的忍耐。
So they wait patiently for 10 days.
结果构成了他们一个美丽等候的生活。
And that bring in a wonderful and beauty of life upon them. And then God's blessing came upon them.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
从圣经里面呢，
that throughout the Bible,
我们看见神是要我们等候他的。
You see that God desires for us to wait upon him.
那么我们必须要明白这个等候的意义。
And then we need to understand the significance and meaning of such waiting.
那么我们如何在我们的生活中啊，能够来有一点的操练和学习呢？
And how do we practice waiting on the Lord in our daily living?
我想这里有几件重要事情我们交通一下。
And there are a few important points I'd like to share with you.
大卫曾经告诉我们。
And David told us.
你应当壮胆，坚固你的心来等候神。
He says, "Be strong and take heart as you wait upon the Lord."
他对以色列的百姓说：“你们要等候神。
”He says, "Wait upon the Lord."
他说：“我再说你们要等候神。
”He says, "I say again, wait upon the Lord."
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你要学习把等候神当作一个命令来遵守。
You need to heed such thing as command, as a command.
我们不要怕仇敌，不要怕环境。
We need not to fear enemies or our circumstances.
我们等候神的生活必须经得起考验。
Because you need to be able to experience and stand the testing as you wait on the Lord.
当你在那里学习把一切都交托给神，
and as you learn to entrust you all to God,
而等候的时候，
and wait upon him,
因此你会发现有很多的难处的。
Brother and sister, you will discover there are so many different difficulties.
别人看你很奇怪，
and people look at you as very strange.
仇敌兴起各样的事物来搅扰，
the enemies would cause all kinds of circumstances.
所以大卫的经验告诉我们要壮胆， 要壮胆。
And therefore, according to the experience of David, he encouraged us to take heart,
要坚固你的心，
to be strong and take heart.
好，弟兄姊妹就知道在等候的生活中间呢，这个需要经过一点的考验。
And therefore, as you, the life of waiting upon the Lord needs to go through testing.
所以我们需要经得起神的这个考验。
And we need to be able to withstand that testing.
我们都知道扫罗的失败。
And we know the failure of Saul.
就失败在他不能等候。
He failed because he could not wait.
当撒母耳来的晚的时候呢，你看他就急躁开始自己做事，结果呢反而破坏神的事情。
That we knew that as Saul, as Samuel delayed his coming, Saul became very anxious and he started doing things.
所以今天当我们学习等候神的时候，
And therefore today as we learn to wait upon the Lord,
你的要胆量要壮，
And you need to take heart,
不怕，
Not to be afraid.
那么要叫你的心坚固，不要随便动摇。
And to take heart, to be steadfast.
事情还没有成就，
And the thing has not come into pass yet.
不要很快就改变，
Don't change it so fast.
我们知道今天的侍奉上常常有时候我们看这样不行，我们就试那个，那个不行就试这个，有的弄得非常的混乱。
You know that today in our a lot of service is such a chaos because we try this and try that.
只有一个真正等候神的人，
But the one who truly waits on the Lord,
他不需要随着环境的情况转变。
He doesn't need to waver and change as circumstances change.
他知道主在宝座上。
Because he knows that God is enthroned in heaven.
他也知道主负一切所有的责任。
And he knows that Lord is bearing all the responsibilities.
第二方面。
And secondly,
在诗篇130篇。
In Psalm 130,
诗篇130篇。
Psalm 130,
第五节第六节
Verse 5 and 6
我等候耶和华我的心等候我也仰望他的话
I wait for the Lord my soul waits and in his word I put my hope
我的心等候主胜于守夜的等候天亮胜于守夜的等候天亮
My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning.
这里呢用心呢、啊、那个心字哈、啊、原文是魂字。
And the word、in Chinese version is heart, but in English version is soul.
啊，这个魂呢，就是包括我们的心思意念和情感。
And the soul includes our mind, our emotions, and our thinking.
所以一个人等候神呢，他必须要让他的心思意念情感呢，都学习能够安静下来。
And therefore, the person, as he learns to wait upon the Lord, he needs to calm his emotions and the thoughts down.
你怎么样能使你的这个心思意念情感都变得能够变得这个安静呢？
How do you bring your emotions, your thoughts, and all that into in such an ease?
你要借着奉献把自己交给主。
It is through consecration, that offering yourself up to the Lord.
容让圣灵来致死我们这个天然生命。
Allow the Holy Spirit to put to death this natural self.
使它降服，以至于变成一个安静。
That it would be submitted under the Lord, and that it would rest.
这要像什么？像守夜的等候天亮一样。
And to wait just like the watchman wait for the morning.
我们记得早年在主面前，有一点点的学习。
I remember that years ago,、I had some learning before the Lord.
啊，有的时候在我们自己的生活中，有时候在聚会里面，我们学习安静的等候他。
And sometimes in our private life, as well as we gather, we wait upon the Lord in quietness.、
有些基督徒一直到今天呢，还不知道他的魂在哪里。
And today, there are so many Christians don't know where their soul is.
一个很简单的方法可以叫你知道你的魂在哪里。
You know that there is one way; it's very easy to test where your soul is.
就什么时候你看看你聚会早点来你坐在这里你一坐下来你就发现你的魂了
And if you come early and sit in the church you will realize your soul where your soul is
心思开始飞扬了
And then your thoughts start to wander
好多的事情在里面
There's so many things that's in your mind that you cannot sit still
一下这样一下那样
And this thoughts come and that thoughts come
很奇怪你不去安静了它这个都不在你一安静就马上就来了
And it's funny that when you do not try to rest or wait in calmness These would not happen.
所以我们早先的时候在主面前一点学习在聚会中学习安静坐在主的跟前。
So years ago, we learned that in a congregation, we all wait before the Lord.
这个里面的征战很厉害。
That in such a battle and struggle going on in our hearts.
过一下就想把眼睛张开来看一看。
And after a while, we would like to open our eyes to look around.
这个事情来了又想要去做这个事情。
And some thoughts would come and say, well, I must do this.
弟兄姊妹们。
And sisters,
做事的人告诉我们
The psalmist tells us
要学习用我们的魂来等候我们的神
He says you need to wait upon the Lord with your soul
你如果能使你自己的魂能够安得静安静的下来
If you can calm down your soul
弟兄姊妹这个福气就随着而来
Then the blessing will come
你想这个守夜的等候天亮是多么焦急呢对不对
And do you feel the anxiousness of a watchman waiting for the morning?
啊到早晨你非常疲倦了非常困倦的时候你看着那个天要亮你真是盼望它快亮对不对
And as the dawn comes and you're so tired and worried, you're seeing the sun coming up and you're just waiting with eagerness.
你真是感觉那个时间怎么走得这么慢呢
And you feel the time pass by so slowly.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是等候生活中间的一个非常实际的经历。
And brothers and sisters, that is a very real experience in the life of waiting upon God.
所以我们需要刚强壮胆。
Therefore, we need to be strong and take heart.
我们需要坚固我们的心。
We need to take heart and be steadfast.
弟兄姊妹们，用心用魂来学习等候神。
Brothers and sisters, wait upon the Lord with your soul, with your heart.
做事的人呢，给我们一点点的帮助。
And the psalmist gave us some help.
他说，在这样的光景中，你怎么做呢？
He says, how do you do it?
要仰望神的话。
He says, look to the word of God.
思念神的话。
To consider and meditate upon his word.
弟兄姊妹，你不是坐在那里魂游向外。
It is not allowing your thoughts to wander everywhere.
不是让你的思想随便飘扬。
Not allowing your thoughts to wander everywhere.
你学习思想主的话。
But it's to consider and to meditate his word.
这个会对你有帮助。
And that would be very helpful to you.
第三个点。
Thirdly,
我们要把这个等候呢当作我们生活中间应尽的本分来做。
And we shall consider waiting upon the Lord as our responsibility.
所以在今天这个忙碌的生活里面
That in our busy lives,
我们希望弟兄姊妹们常常能够抽出一些安静的时间不要做什么 又在主面前安静思想他，思想他的话语。
We wish brothers and sisters to reserve a certain period of time that just we sit before the Lord and meditate His word.
我们晓得这个忙碌呢，这个绝对是仇敌的诡计。
And you know that busyness is definitely the tactic of the enemies.
就是为了把我们的时间给他占得满满的，你根本没时间想到主。
Because you want to fill every spot, a slot of your time so that you have no time for the Lord to think about Him.
弟兄姊妹，你要把它当作是你应尽的本分。
Brothers and sisters, regard waiting upon the Lord as your responsibility.
差不多将近二十年前。
And about 20 years ago,
我们这里曾经有一个弟兄。
We had a brother among us.
他过去的生活是非常的非常的这个迷乱。
And his life was such, so wicked.
他是接近那个流氓这种情形。
He was like a, bandit? Scoundrel?
那感谢主，有一阵子他在主面前有复兴。
And, but there is a period of time he was revived before the Lord.
我记得他那个时候在东边的一个学校里面读书。
I remember that he was studying in the east of Washington.
有一天他到了我家里来。
And one day he came to my house.
那么我打开门的时候正好一个纱门他站在外面。
And I opened the door and there's a screen, he was standing right outside the screen door.
他一看见我他就哭了。
And as soon as he saw me, he began to weep.
把我吓一跳。
And I was surprised.
我说什么事情发生了。
And I asked him, what happened?
他有点不好意思他说没有没有。
He was just a little embarrassed and said, well, nothing.
他说哈我这一整天的生活。
He says that throughout this whole day.
他说我都没想起主。
I never thought about the Lord.
啊，知道呢，你刚刚一开门，我想起主。
Until you opened the door, I saw you, and I remembered the Lord.
他的眼泪流下来。
And he was just weeping.
我心里受感动。
And my heart was deeply touched.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们在生活里面，因着忙乱的缘故。
That in our daily lives, in our busyness.
充分的破坏了我们基督徒等候神的生活。
Our busyness has completely destroyed our life as Christians waiting on the Lord. Not only it is this worldly matter,
包括了教会里面所谓属灵的事物。
It's not just the matters of the world, but also includes the matters of the church.
我们绝不能容许任何的事物代替主的自己。
We cannot allow anything to replace God Himself.
所以你要为着自己的灵魂，为着自己属灵生命，你要抢出时间来学习安静在神的跟前。
Therefore, for your own spiritual life, for your own soul's sake, you need to reserve a time for the Lord to wait
upon Him. 我觉得有的时候我们一个人在神跟前呢，有时候觉得有点困难。
You know, sometimes it may be difficult for us as individuals to do that.
但是呢，我们可以一起在主面前来学习。
But we can learn together.
所以我很喜欢呢。聚会前我们能够早一点到聚会的地方。
So I very much desire that we can come to the meeting a little bit earlier.
假如我们十点钟聚，我们九点半就能到这里。
If we can arrive about 9:30, if the meeting begins about 10, what do we do then?
不是到这里来做这个做那个，不是。
Not to come here and do this and that.
那是全然的安静在神的跟前。
But it's completely quieting down before the Lord.
把你的心打开向着主。
To open up your hearts toward the Lord.
把你的魂收回来为着主。
To bring your soul, your thoughts back before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个虽然是生活中小小的一点点的操练，但是非常非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, even though it is such a practice of a small matter, but it's of a great importance.
不仅为你自己带来祝福。
Not only it will bring blessings to you.
为整个教会带来祝福。
But it will also bring blessing to the entire congregation.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要学习养成我终日等候你的这种好习惯。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, let us practice waiting upon the Lord all day long.
因为你如果没有这些的操练，你永远也不会等候主。
Because without such practice, you would never know how to wait upon the Lord.
失去了圣经中这个非常宝贵的这个福气。
You will lose the very precious blessings that's provided in the scripture.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们大家都不要失去这样一个宝贵的福气。
And brothers and sisters, I hope that none of us will lose such blessing.
我们要抓住属灵生活中的一些秘诀。
And take hold such secret of a spiritual walk.
这样在你的生活中。
Then in your lives.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道如何把神的恩典祝福把它引进来。
And you will know how to bring the blessing of the Lord into the congregation.
凡等候耶和华的都是有福的。
And therefore blessed is the man who waits upon the Lord.
希望我们记住这句话。
And let us remember that.
你只要学习等候神。
As long as you learn how to wait upon the Lord.
神就为你行事。
God God will act on your behalf.
你只要学习等候神,
as long as you wait upon the Lord,
神就能在你的生命中做建造的工作。
And God will be able to do the work of building in your life.
你只要学习等候神,
as long as you wait before the Lord,
神就会把你侍奉中所需要的恩惠赐给你。
And God will give you sufficient grace in your services.
实在来讲，我常常感觉我生活也是很忙碌，很多的聚会摆在前头啊。
You know, for me, there's so many meetings before me. I'm very busy.
每一个聚会呢，都是很沉重的压力。
And every one of those meetings is a burden.
你想，像我们这样一个贫穷，这么一个微小的器皿，怎么能应付这么多的需要呢？
And such a weak and inadequate vessel as I am, how can I, supply all the meetings?
啊，因为我本来我不太喜欢讲我自己的情形。
I don't like to share about my situation. But in order to encourage you, brothers and sisters,
主能使用我这个不堪的器皿，在主面前能够尽一点点的功用。
And God can use my such a weak vessel before the Lord and for His work.
从1969到70，有这个等候的生活给我带来的福气，我是永远也感激不完我的主。
I can never, I'm so indebted to my Lord as He taught me how to wait upon Him for the year from 1969 to 70.
老实讲，我是不会做工的。
You know that as a truth, I don't know how to work.
很有限。
My gifting are so limited.
啊，我的圣经的知识也不如许多人那么丰富。
My biblical knowledge is not as abundant as some others.
在圣灵里面，我有经历，但是那个经历也算不得什么。
And I have experience with the Holy Spirit, but still it's insignificant.
但是今天我能做见证说。
But today I can testify.
因为这个等候的生活。给我带来许多的祝福。
That because of this life of waiting upon God, it brought me so much blessing.
也能把一点祝福带给其他的人。
And I'm able in turn to bring the blessings to others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要学习等候他。
Let us learn to wait upon Him.
我们盼望在今天啊，特别主回来的日子非常临近的时候。
That as the day of God's Lord's coming draws near.
主在地上能得着一般真正等候他的人。
That God can obtain a group of people who truly wait upon Him.
我说的等候不是光是外面的生一点活动。
It is not just the outward activity of waiting.
那是真正的进入等候的生活。
But truly enter into that life of a waiting of God.
让我们的魂，我们的心侍立在神的跟前。
And to stand before God with all our mind, all our soul.
姊妹，我再说，这是一个极大的福气。
Brothers and sisters, I say it again, it is a great blessing.
我们如果不能懂得这个，
if we do not understand this,
在我们属灵生活中间的亏损是很大的。
Then we will suffer great loss in our spiritual walk.
保罗在加拉太书里面告诉我们。
And Paul in Philippians tells us,
我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候那个义。
He tells us that through the Spirit and by faith we wait for the righteousness that's promised.
如果我们用简单的话来讲它的话呢？
And if we say in a very simple term,
就是在你等候神的生活中，你靠着圣灵，靠着信心。
That in your waiting, it is by faith and through the Spirit.
你就能带下一个义的果效，一个对的果效。
It will bring into the fruit of righteousness.
所以我们感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
今天我们知道，许多时候我们在神跟前一点安静的等候，而不是凭着我们自己，因为神的灵在我们身上。
You know, oftentimes as we wait before the Lord, it is not according to our own effort, but the Spirit of God is on us.
也有主所赐给我们的信心在里面。
And also it is by the faith that God has given us.
所以基督徒在神面前安静的等候，这个绝不是一个宗教的行为啊。
And therefore, waiting on God is not a religious practice.
这里面所包含的意义是非常的重大。
And it's very significant.
所以这是神所量给我们的属灵生活中间的一个宝贵的生活。
And this is a wonderful life that God has measured for us.
我希望所有弟兄姊妹都得到这个秘诀。
And it is my deep desire that all of us can obtain such a secret.
在你个人的生活中。
That in your own life.
希望因着你等候神，因尽神的祝福和帮助。
That the blessing of the Lord can be brought to us because of your waiting upon the Lord.
我们希望这个祝福。能够达到整个的教会。
And that this blessing, can bless the entire congregation.
也达到你周围所有的人。
And to, it would reach those around you.
我们再来唱这个356首，好不好？刚才我们弟兄带我们唱的。
Let's sing a hymn 356 again.
唱完之后呢，我想我们 一面唱哈，希望弟兄姊妹你的心能够很平静安稳在主的跟前。
And I pray that as we sing, you will such a, have a quietness before the Lord.
在这一点时间中，我们学习哈，把所有一切杂事啊，就主之外的事，通通把它摒弃在外。
And in this such a short period of time, let's learn just to forsake all things as other than God.
让我们用一点点的时间来亲近他。
Let's spend a little time to draw near to Him.
我们求主吸引我们。
We ask the Lord to draw us close.
我们说主啊。
It says,
我愿意把自己交在你的手中。
I am willing to entrust myself to you.
愿我成为一个等候你的人。
That I would become a person who is waiting on God.
让我知道如何来等候。
Help me to learn and know how to wait on you.
我们来唱这首诗歌。主，我们满心的感谢你。
Father God, our heart is so full of praise.
你不仅把你自己的生命赐给我们。
Not only that you have given us your lives.
你教导我们如何活在这个生命的里面。
And you also taught us how to live in your life.
你要叫我们的生活与你完全紧密的连接。
That our life can be completely connected to you.
并且叫我们的生活引进你自己丰富的祝福。
That the way we live can bring in your abundant blessing.
主，我们实在需要你自己话语的教导。
Lord, we need the teaching from your word.
我们需要明白属灵生活的秘诀。
We need to understand the secret of a spiritual walk.
我们的心渴望能进入这个丰富的境地。
And Lord, our hearts desire to enter into that realm of abundance.
让我们属灵的生活常常有满足的喜乐。
That our life, our spiritual walk will be so full of joy.
因为只有你能使我们的灵刚强。
Because only you can help us to have a steadfast soul.
主啊，你把这个等候的秘诀赐给我们。
Lord, have given us the secret of waiting on you.
让我们学习常常侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, help us to learn to stand before your presence.
主啊，其实你不要我们为你做什么。
Lord, actually, you don't want us to do anything for you.
因为你愿意为我们行事。
Because you want to act on our behalf.
在许多的事情上面。
In many things and matters.
从外面看起来好像是我们做的。
It seems outwardly that we are the ones doing it.
其实是你在里面做的。
But it is you who's doing it.
God,
our heart is so full of thanksgiving that only by connecting to
you
that we can overcome the world, we can overcome temptations, that we may overcome all the tactics of the enemies and overcome all the goodness offered by the Lord. Lord, draw us nigh.
能够把我们生活中一些的时间分别出来。
That we know how to separate the time from our lives for you.
因着一点点的操练和学习。
That because of willingness to learn and practice.
让我们能够达到我终日等候主这样美好的光景。
That we can really witness a life of waiting upon the Lord all day long.
主，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
你是何等的爱我们。
How much you love us.
亲爱的主啊。
Father God.
在你回来的日子之前。
That before you come back again.
愿我们等候你的生活是丰富的。
That our life of waiting on you is abundant.
是刚强的。
It is strong.
是有力量的。
It is strong.
愿我们的侍奉在你面前是刚强的。强的有力量的
and our service before you is strong and powerful.
愿我们在你面前所做的见证是刚强的，是有力量的。
May the witness we give is strong and powerful.
我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
主啊，你告诉我们。
For you told us.
等候你的必重新得力。
That those who wait upon you shall mount up with wings.
今天早晨。
And
所有的弟兄姊妹都重新得力。
That this morning everyone would be renewed.
主使我们能如鹰展翅上腾。
That you cause us to mount up like with wings.
叫我们奔跑不困倦。
That we will run and not be weary.
行走不疲乏。
We will walk and not faint.
主啊，愿这个应许，这个祝福临到我们。
Or may this promise be fulfilled in us.
在我们的生活中成为实际。
That it becomes a reality in our lives.
我们是你的见证人。
Because we are your witness.
愿我们在生命中见证你。
May we witness you with our lives.
在生活中见。
To witness you in our living.
主啊，把一切的荣耀归给你。
Lord, we give you all the glory.
垂听我们的祷告。
Answer our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.